Our next panel is a one-member panel on tax liabilities and bankruptcy as a viable alternative. William Gerhardt will be presenting. Did I pronounce that correct, Gerhardt? Yeah. He has quite an extensive background in taxation, including an LLM from the University of Florida, where I assume he went because he likes saltwater fishing, right? No? Yes? No? Close? All right. A reminder, everyone, either get to a mic or raise your hand and I can bring a mic to you if you have a question. And if someone asks you a question without the mic, would you please repeat it for the folks that are watching on the webcast?
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and get started here. I know that we all had a great day yesterday. It was a wonderful first day of the conference. For me, being a non-bankruptcy attorney, I really enjoyed some of the presentations. And then, of course, we got an opportunity to go out last night and have a great meal in Austin. And some of us enjoy the famed Austin nightlife. And so I know some of us are dragging this morning, and so I have the perfect eye-opener for everybody here, which is taxes and the IRS. And that's something that I think everybody thinks of, ooh, that person hasn't paid their taxes. And that, you know, honestly, as a practitioner, I have come to the belief that almost everybody at some point hasn't paid their taxes, right? Because you file your return and you didn't pay all your estimated taxes in, and you get a notice, and 30 days later, well, no big deal. You send your check. Well, you owe taxes, right, that were beyond what you had already paid. And so the Internal Revenue Service specifically Internal Revenue Code and the Treasury regulations have a built-in system for people to pay their taxes, their late taxes, and potentially even have some of those taxes, what y'all would like to call discharge through that system. And so today I'm going to try to focus more on that, because I know a lot of people here already kind of have a pretty good grip about what happens with taxes in bankruptcy. And I am going to talk about that too. But I think some of you may not have as much of familiarity with what happens with taxes in the tax system under tax law, and what you can do to potentially counsel your clients who are in a situation that owe back taxes prior to consideration of bankruptcy. And so I'm going to kind of go through the system itself and how the IRS potentially tries to collect taxes, and what you can do as a taxpayer to either meet those demands or potentially negotiate with them. And then we're going to get into the actual potential option of bankruptcy as an alternative to getting rid of your taxes or paying them in a manner in like a Chapter 11 or 13 plan. So the IRS tax collection system or process, it's simply assessment is when you file your taxes, you are self-assessing that you owe this amount. So it's a voluntary, we actually live in a country where we have a voluntary reporting system. You say, how's that possible? If I don't report and I don't pay, I'm going to end up having a penalty. That's true. But unless there's an information return that's being generated, we're required to voluntarily submit a 1040 or another type of tax return. And when we do that, that's called the assessment. You're assessing your taxes at that point in time. Yes, sir. That is your assessment date. Now, I'm going to get into all of that, okay. And so now it can be assessed again if the IRS has an examination and you end up owing additional tax, they have 3 years to assess additional taxes.